From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The international community is maneuvering ahead of a diplomatic meeting on Iran's nuclear program. Iran is facing global condemnation following President Obama's announcement this week that Iran is building a second uranium enrichment facility. Mr. Obama says next week's negotiations with Iran have taken on added urgency, as NPR's Allison Keyes reports.
Iran's nuclear chief says it will let the United Nations International Atomic Energy Agency inspect its newly acknowledged uranium enrichment facility, but says the timing must still be worked out with the UN watchdog. Iran acknowledged the nuclear facility's existence this week, but the U.S., Britain, and France say Iran built the site in secret and hid it from inspectors for years. In his weekly address, President Obama warned that Iran must pursue a new course or face consequences.
This is a serious challenge to the global nonproliferation regime and continues a disturbing pattern of Iranian evasion.
Iran has insisted its nuclear program is focused on energy, not on weapons as feared by the West. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says next week's meeting will be a chance for Iran to share its intentions.
We are hopeful that in preparing for the meeting on October 1st, Iran comes and shares with all of us what they are willing to do and gives us a timetable on which they're willing to proceed.
Clinton was speaking following a meeting of the Gulf Cooperation Council on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly. The Obama administration is trying to round up help from Arab states toward restarting peace talks between Israel and the Palestinians. Flood warnings remain in effect for parts of Georgia as more rain drenches the state this weekend. Georgia Public Broadcasting's Emily Green reports from Atlanta.
State officials say the floods have caused hundreds of millions of dollars in damage and left at least 10 people dead. Forecasters say up to 7 inches of rain fell on parts of Georgia Saturday. Flooding closed roads across a wide portion of the state and triggered at least one mudslide. There were no reported injuries. The National Weather Service's Matt Senna says the chance for significant flooding is decreasing.
We have had quite a bit of, you know, water in the streets and slow drainage. But no significant flood problems across the metropolitan area as of now.
Senna says heavier rains can be expected in eastern and central Georgia. For NPR News, I'm Emily Green in Atlanta.
Investigators say a medical helicopter that crashed in coastal South Carolina had run into bad weather. The crash last night came just after the aircraft had dropped off a patient. All three crew members aboard were killed. Earlier this month, federal safety officials urged the government to impose stricter controls on the operators of emergency helicopters, citing last year's record number of fatalities. And from Washington, you're listening to NPR News. In the Philippines, dozens of people are dead or missing following a typhoon that forecasters say dumped more than a month's worth of rain in just 12 hours. Television video shows homes swept away by swollen rivers and people on rooftops waving for help. President Gloria Macapagal Arroyo is appealing for donations of food, clothes, blankets, and fresh water. Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi has had his first encounter with Pope Benedict since Berlusconi became embroiled in a sex scandal last spring, a scandal that has strained church-state relations. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports from Rome.
Berlusconi rushed home from the G20 meeting to see the Pope before he took off on a 3-day visit to the Czech Republic. Vatican spokesman Father Federico Lombardi said the Pope spoke for 2 to 3 minutes at the airport with Berlusconi, stressing it was not a private meeting. Revelations about Berlusconi's relations with numerous women, including a known prostitute, dominate newspaper headlines, and many bishops and Catholic publications criticize the prime minister's behavior as a ladies' man. A scurrilous attack on a Catholic editor by a newspaper owned by the Berlusconi family outraged the Italian church, but the Vatican has not commented on the scandals. The Holy See has been calling on Italy to pass bills reflecting Catholic teachings, including a law banning living wills and restrictions on abortions. Silvio Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Germans will soon be heading to the polls to vote in Sunday's national elections. Chancellor Angela Merkel looks set to win a second term, but she's facing a tough battle. She and her main rival held their final political rally Saturday. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.